to Nina, so allow me to briefly touch upon that. A brief background, if you allow me. Cambodia is one of the leading countries in leading the fight against violence for children. Actually, it's the only three countries in the region who is a member of a pathfinding countries. And what it means is that it's those countries that the leaders make formal and public commitment to comprehensive actions to end all forms of violence against children and to request by becoming a member with the Global Partnership to End Violence Against Children. The government of Cambodia also commits itself to the Sustainable Development Goals number 16.2 for ending violence against children by 2030. We have also tasked the Cambodian National Council for Children to conduct a study online regarding to conduct a study regarding the online sexual exploitations of children in Cambodia, as Excellency Head of Delegation has mentioned in one of the chapters of the draft law. The Cambodian National Council of Children also launched the guideline on online child protection to continue to further the awareness raising by mentioning the risk and introducing a holistic approach to respond to the threat and dangers that children may encounter online. The government of Cambodia has also developed numerous policies, laws, strategic plans, and national actions plans nationally and subnationally mechanism to implement for the purpose of coordinating, reviewing, and monitoring the children's progress and challenges that they may face. Some of the national mechanisms that I can mention are above: the Cambodian National Council for Children, the National Child Protection Commission, the National Committee on Child Labor, in addition to these mechanisms, we also have relevant ministries and institutions that have been engaging in active role to promote the rights of the children. For example, the Ministries of Social Affairs, the Ministry of Education, Youth and Sports, as well as the Ministry of Women's Affairs and the Ministry of Health, along with the Ministry of Interior. Some of the subnational mechanisms that we included are among the followings: the Municipal Provincial Cambodian National Councils for Children and the Advisory Committee for Women and Children, and the National Committee on Child Labor. They have been working closely with the Department of the aligned ministries mentioned earlier. With regards to the law on the protections of the children's status, we can confirm that the Ministry of Social Affairs are now currently in the process of reviewing and expecting to further receive feedbacks and comments from the ministers of the Ministry of Social Affairs, and then it will be further submitted to the Council of Ministers to be studied by the Council of Jurists sometime in June or July this year. They also expect to submit the draft law to the National Assembly for their endorsement by the end of this year. And we would like to highlight that this matter has been a great concern from our former Prime Minister, as well as the current Prime Minister, as he pays a strong attention to this law. And it is consisted of 14 chapters with 165 articles that precisely focus on the protections of children from violence, from family separations, from online exploitations, as well as from child labor. As for the legal provisions and mechanism to defend and preserve the right of children in conflict with the law, it is covered in the law on juvenile justice, which was also mentioned by our colleague earlier and adopted in the National Assembly in 2016. And this has also been incorporated with the voice of development partners such as UNICEF, such as Plan International and Save the Children, to name a few. So I would like to reassure the members of the committee that we take these matters seriously, and we are well underway to ensure that the draft law is coming into light in the near future. Thank you.
Sorry? Thank you very much, Dr. Mtio. one last note on the rights of the child and